never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And the thing about Myles Garrett, you can really sort of assess your entire offensive plan to him, stop him, and you still can't do it. If you can get that guy, if you have the cap space to do it, which I know the Bills are sort of in arrears with their cap situation right now, that could take a lot of interesting math. But certainly if you could get Myles Garrett, there's no question about that. That changes your entire defense. He's one of those very few guys who can do that all by himself.
One of our favorites, Doug Farrar, talking about one of the biggest offseason targets, speculation-wise anyways, Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns, and what a difference maker he could be for any team, including the Bills. Good to have you with us here. Nate Geary sitting in for Mike Shope today. I am the Bulldog. Lines are open at 803-0550. And just pouring over ideas and trying to define all in, and because I'll tell you, we'll get to calls here in 1 second. I've had. It's very tempting to me to say, you know what? Yes, I'm willing to pay the price. First, and a second, whatever it's going to take. Like this year's first, next year's first, something else premium. One of the two twos that I've got. Maybe that gets it done for Myles Garrett. If it does. Do I stop there? I've said a few times to Mike, if I get Myles Garrett, all right, Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop are my safeties. I've got my linebackers. I probably rotate some defensive tackles in, but I'm probably done doing anything big. Maybe I'll even resign Rasul Douglas. He'll be better if I've got Myles Garrett up front, right? And just sort of roll the band back, basically, from last year, but with Myles Garrett up front, and feel like, okay, you know what, I'm ready to go play the feud.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's enough. I agree with your assessment of all in. Like, it's one big move, and it is, you know, robbing yourself of future assets for sure. But does that alone, like, does that sound like a defense that can take down the Chiefs? I mean, maybe. They were close to doing it this year without Myles Garrett. So everybody a year older, yada, yada. I don't know. Like, I feel like that should be enough.
But yeah. I guess where I fall on this defense is that there's holes. There's notable holes in this defense. And as much as I think Myles Garrett's an unbelievable player, I don't think he takes a defense that was, you know, middling to below average to the type of level of defense. Because here's the thing. Maybe this just opens things up for Ed Oliver, and Ed Oliver goes back to being the 9.5 sack guy he was 2 years ago. And if that's the case, then there's a ripple effect. It's not just Myles Garrett being great. You've now unlocked a previous version of Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
But even then, even if you have two great players on your defensive line, isn't part of what the Eagles did so well is they just were rotating guys in and out. They're deep. They've got, you know, they on top of hitting on those draft picks and some of the, they also signed Zach Bond, who was basically a reserve special team player, turned into an all-pro linebacker. Like, everybody talks about having to win a Super Bowl. There's luck involved, right? Got to have a bounce go here. Ball's got to go there. Turnover, whatever. But they don't talk about, they talk about it in a vacuum in one specific game. They don't talk about it when you're building your roster in the offseason. And the Eagles got lucky in a couple of spots. I mean, them signing hit Zach Bond in whatever, $1 million,
right,
and he's an all-pro level player. Listen, hats off to Howie Roseman. I don't think he thought when he was signing Zach Bond that he was going to be an all-pro. Otherwise, he would have paid him a lot more money. So, like, the Bills haven't really had that sort of signing where you're like, oh, well, this guy's way better than I thought. Was it DaQuan Jones, his first year? You're like, this guy's pretty good. Yep. Like, I didn't know that that's what they were really getting. Taylor Rapp was okay. He's starting caliber, middle of the road. You know, David Edwards, it's like you just have like guys that are okay, these guys are good. But they haven't really gotten a guy that has changed the dynamics.
Yep. Mike Edwards is safety. David Edwards is an offensive lineman.
He's offensive lineman. But that's what I'm saying. Like, he was a guy they signed in for agency. He's turned into a starter. And okay,
Yeah.
You know.
One thing, real quick. The Eagles are the team that plants a lot of these seeds. I guess it should be pointed out, you do not need to beat the Chiefs 44-20. Right? You know, you do not need to ragdoll them all over the field and make Mahomes look like a jackass.
Yeah.
You just need to make a couple of plays. Right?
Right?
Like, the gap isn't, the gap seems bigger now because we saw the Eagles dismantle the Chiefs. And
right,
you recognize, oh, that can be done. And maybe I should, you know, pump the brakes a little on Josh had the ball with 2 minutes to go. Because, you know, maybe he shouldn't have to always, you know, bring them from behind in the last 2 minutes against the Chiefs. Like, get a few more stops. I mean, that's maybe attainable with Myles Garrett added to the defense the Bills put on the field last year, despite everything you said about, oh, I don't disagree with wanting better and maybe needing better, but I don't know. Like, I just need a couple of plays, right? I do not need to shut them down. I mean, that'd be great, but it's almost, it, that's almost an impossible bar to reach in one off season, I think.
I agree.
Anyway, so, you know, just a thought. Like, it feels like because the gap between what the Eagles did defensively and what the Bills were capable of defensively is so large, represented by, you know, what, how the games looked, that you can, I think, fall into a trap that is a, well, it's a trap, thinking the Bills have so much more ground to make up. When
right,
in reality, it's not
that much.
That much.
Totally.
And that's where the Garrett idea, despite it not qualifying as
all in, yeah,
is still, that's a meter mover, and maybe that's all I need.
I will say, I think that there should be a tradition. Maybe this goes up on a board somewhere in here. I think that after you've exhausted a conversation about how to build the team and the roster moving forward, that everyone collectively just takes a very long, pronounced sigh, and then says, oh, that Kyrie Elam pick really killed us. I just think that should be tradition.
I know.
A day, everybody just has a collective sigh and agrees that that hurts in hindsight. Really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they have a huge hole, and it would be nice for him to be the guy to fill it.
And that just seems
not happen.
Not possible.
Not happen.
CJ is first up here at 803-0550 on WGR. Thanks for calling, CJ. You're on the air.
Absolutely. And this conversation is phenomenal, but it opens the door for some crazy talk. And I'm probably going to sound crazy. I haven't done the homework or the numbers. But
go crazy, brother. Go crazy.
So I'm thinking, if you guys want to say bleep them picks, which I know with the Bills drafting so late, it feels as though it's really essentially a second-round pick every year anyway. And we, and our history doesn't really show that we're, that Brandon Bean has done well with them. So why not trade them? So either you trade up in the draft because you have multiple rounds with our draft picks. I think it's the second.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Third, we have multiple twos and multiple threes.
We don't have any threes this year. The only three they had went to Cleveland in the Amari Cooper trade, but they have two twos because they got one from Houston, which I think belonged originally to Minnesota. Anyway, they've got two twos from the Stephon Diggs trade.
Right. So, like, with our multiple picks, I don't mind trading either up in the draft to get somebody guaranteed that you know for a fact is, like, I don't – a Travis Hunter for – just throw a name out there. Like, somebody with things that you can't teach. Not to mention, let's double dip. Let's say, okay, Browns, we need a corner and a defensive end. What would you give me for Denzel Ward and what do you want for Denzel Ward and Myles Garrett if you can do that? Or in a free agency, you have a Khalil Mack and you have a Crosby that wants to be out. It may be a little cheaper to trade for them and cost more, but I think after June 1st, Von Miller gives us back 17 if you release him. So that's just where my mind is, but I'm saying there's different ways or different avenues to do it, and they all help each other as far as a team. We don't need everything, but the way the Chiefs just got beat, if we get to the Super Bowl, I don't think we beat the Eagles, but I do want to be a team that can beat the Chiefs. We're going into a new stadium. Let's at least beat the Chiefs. I can't go to a new stadium still lose to the Chiefs.
In the playoffs, anyway. They have beaten them four times in a row in the regular season. The Denzel Ward idea, I first saw getting some traction online a week or two ago. Maybe it was all while everybody was making the rounds at the Super Bowl. Yep. And he talked about how he and Garrett are sort of like a tandem and that kind of thing. And, it piqued my interest. But, I mean, we're getting to a – like let's see. Rousseau and James Cook to the Browns, along with two firsts, and I don't know.
Especially if
this gets kind of crazy
from the Browns' perspective, they could probably get more. They will get more if they do them separately.
Sure.
So there wouldn't really. I would guess there really wouldn't be a motivation from the Browns to put them in some sort of package, unless the package was just absurd. They couldn't say no. But I think. Yeah, listen, I mean, we all agree. I said this yesterday. I think the most, probably the least talked about thing right now is their need for a cornerback too. Because a lot of the attention is going towards that because of the Super Bowl and how it played out. It's all D-line. And every single NFL team watched that Super Bowl and probably thought the same thing. But I left that game and I also felt like, wow, that defensive line was unbelievable. I was like, why is nobody talking about the fact that they've just locked these receivers down too.
Mm-hmm.
It was the perfect marriage between pass rush and coverage, and all of the highlights got put onto the pass rush.
Because a lot of what the Chiefs did to the Bills, especially early in that game, was the quick game.
Boom, out
and
so quick.
I would imagine the Chiefs would have recognized, okay, we're kind of getting our heads kicked in up front here.
Let's just do what we did last week, two weeks ago. Yeah.
And it couldn't.
Never materialized.
It couldn't function. So, yeah, that's where having the coverage ability comes in. And I'm glad the Bills at least look to be, from some of the offseason hires you mentioned yesterday, the guy they brought over from the Patriots,
yep,
man coverage, blitz guy, like they I think recognize they need to be more multiple on that side of the ball. Sorry to sound all coach speaky there, but they just need to be able to be capable of doing more things, have more things at their disposal in the toolbox. And so that's good, but yeah, you need secondary players to make that work, which circles you back to your edict about Kyer Elam.
I also,
a few minutes ago.
I don't want to do it twice a show, but no, for sure once a show.
Okay, we're done then.
The other part of this, and I haven't really heard a lot of people mention this or talk about it. Maybe part of it, I think maybe I was listening yesterday to maybe it was Zach, maybe it was last night. It brought this whole consciousness to me of, like, it is to me a little weird. I think about the last couple of first round picks, especially the last two. Well, Keon Coleman, not first round pick, but also Kincaid. And what was, like, sort of the prevailing comments after they were drafted? Josh was like, I want this guy. This is the guy I want. And, you know, I love Josh. Maybe he has a future in, you know, college and pro scouting. But I really kind of want my GM right now to say, hey, get who you're looking at. I know he'll like, part of it maybe is the interview process and you just like personalities and you fit. But, like, right now, I think there's a conversation that you have to say, like, I need the Ravens. They didn't need a safety when they took
Kyle Hamilton.
And he's completely changed their defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just every position he can play. Just, right? It's, to me, you know, the last couple of drafts have been you trade up for Kyer Elam because you know you need a corner. They traded up and got a corner, and he's not good. And I think that's the trouble you can get in when you're picking in the late 20s, early 30s every year. You're enamored about filling a need or a position. And I would really like this team to go back to the ideology of, I need to pick the best player that's here right now, because you don't know when Tre'Davious White's going to tear an Achilles. You don't know when Christian Benford's going to have two concussions in consecutive weeks and miss all but, you know, five plays of the AFC Championship game. And if you have a guy, it's almost the same. They did it at linebacker. They prepared themselves to lose Edmonds and immediately had Bernard step in. They had, the next year, I remember sitting in here doing post-draft coverage saying, what the hell are you drafting another linebacker in Dorian Williams for? You've got so many. I've got lots of other. Guess what? You needed him immediately.
Right, like a year later, you've got A.J. Klein chasing Travis Kelce around in a playoff game.
You know, like they just.
Yeah.
I want less of, hey, we picked this guy because Josh
really liked
him.
Mike makes this point regularly as well, and I push back the same way, and I'll push back on you on it. To me, I don't know if I've said this exactly this way, but, oh yeah, Josh loved him. Oh yeah, no, I love.
Of course he does.
To me, that's
what is Josh going to be? I actually didn't like that guy.
Imagine them saying the opposite, right?
Sure.
To me, it equates to, oh, actually, he was the best guy left on our board, which is what you say after every draft pick, almost no matter what, and we roll our eyes at it, like so. Like, to me, I don't know. I've never really put a lot of stock in, like, Allen loved this idea, you know? I think it's right to run stuff past him. He is the franchise quarterback.
For sure. And you don't want to, you're not going to go against Allen's, like, I really don't, you're not going to be, we're taking him anyways.
Right.
But, yeah.
Like, I'd love to know if there's ever been a conversation on draft day. Like, did Brandon Bean call him and say, actually, we're thinking about staying at 30 and taking Xavier Legette? And Josh goes, no friggin' way.
Yeah, right.
Like,
right.
We're never going to hear about that, and I don't know that it's realistic. I think it's just draft platitude is what that is to me. So I don't put a lot of stock in it. Like Josh is choosing the players or something. I don't really buy it. I think McDermott's choosing everything, frankly. final say on everything. 803-0550 is the number. Nate Geary in for Mike Shope. We're talking about what defines all in and should the Bills be it this offseason as we head for the combine and eventually lots of draft conversation and ultimately the draft at the end of April. Free agency, of course, ahead of that in early March. 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog, and this is WG.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa K.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbiziero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel. Significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, then we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.